If you listen to Vectis Radio, we've got Bill in, and we're both intrigued because we've just been joined by Ted. Is it Ted? Teddy? Does it matter?
Teddy.
Teddy.
Aww. Yeah. Or really, little Ted.
He's 11 weeks old, bless him. And is this his... No, I don't suppose this is his first radio appearance, is it?
Not his first, no.
No? All right, okay. Well, that's a shame. It's the first time he's been, you know, sick on the floor.
Yeah, first time he's been sick on the floor at Vectis Radio.
Oh, we feel good and blessed about that. Now, Louisa Hillard is in. You're the councillor for East Cowes.
Yes.
South, West, North?
North-ish. North. It's called the Ward of East Cowes, yeah.
And you're like heavily involved with the waste project.
That's right, yes. As the executive member for sustainability and organisational change, one of my sort of projects for the last 2.5 years has been the procurement of the new waste contract.
How big a deal is this?
It's a huge deal. This new contract's going to last for 25 years, and as we all know from the PFI roads contract, we've got to get it right because this is very much a legacy for the island. And particularly with the waste contract, it's something that affects everybody. It's what I call a doorstep service, and those are the things that people care about. What's actually going to have a direct effect on them? So I have been very conscious from the start of this that we get it right, because obviously my name's put to it and I don't want to have to leave the island if it goes wrong.
So we just got you in today to kind of outline it and just give us the basics, because obviously we don't want to freak anybody out, because you know what they're like with change. You know, it's we had a meeting and a presentation on Friday, which I was really, really impressed with. And, mm-hmm. and I don't think that the islanders are going to be like freaked out as much as I thought they would be because of the change thing. Because they're just, for the start, they're subtle changes, aren't they?
Yes, I think the way the contract's being procured is very much the case that we understand as a council that people have certain expectations, residents have expectations about how often their waste will be collected, and we know obviously due to the type of residents or our demographic, the fact we have sort of 25% of people are over the age of 65. And the type of housing we have, we knew there were certain limitations that had to be taken into account with this contract. And so in that way, I think it's been quite thoughtful that we're trying to balance maximising value and sort of profit within the contract with practicality and ease of use for residents, because at the end of the day, if it's too technical or it's too fussy, residents aren't going to engage with this, and then the whole thing fails.
Okay, I mean, this all starts on November 1st.
November 1st, it does, yes. And residents won't notice any immediate changes, really. The only thing they're likely to notice is that the bin trucks have the new AMI logo on them. Other than that, it'll be probably the majority of the same guys and ladies, to be fair, going around collecting the rubbish. And that's it, really. We're not going to see any major changes until next year, in the spring of next year. And even then, they won't be huge changes. One of the most exciting things, really, and I think the majority of residents who answered the survey suggested they like this idea, is we're going to get new black bins for the black bag waste. And obviously where we can all agree that seagulls and cats and foxes are an issue with black bags, this should help to solve the problem of waste being scattered across the pavements. But I would stress that only people with room for a bin will get one. So we're not forcing flats to have bins, right, or people with lots of steps. If you have a recycling bin, you'll probably get a black bin too. But Amy will be going around and doing a survey of properties to work out who needs one.
How big are the bins?
I think the black ones are about 140 litres, so they're smaller than the standard recycling bins, and the reason for that is that the council and obviously this contract is aiming to increase recycling weights. I think we can all agree that recycling is a good thing, not only for the environment, but because of the way this contract has been negotiated, the council gets a share of all the profit from the recyclables. So whatever we can sell in terms of recycled paper and glass and plastics and metals, that some of that money comes back to the council. And that means that we then have more money to fund other services, because obviously the government is cutting the funding to the council, our costs are increasing, and we're under, you know, more and more financial pressure, and, you know, we're going to be forced to make cuts if we can't increase our income in some way.
So at the moment, I mean, you know, we don't get that benefit, but we will do in the future then?
I think there might be some profit sharing with the current contract. I can't remember, but definitely that's a big part of the future contract, and not just from recyclables, but from the generation of electricity as well. On the Forest Park site or Forest Road site, we obviously have that energy from waste plant there, the gasification plant, that is going to be overhauled, and it's going to be making about twice as much electricity as it currently does.
Okay.
And from selling that back to the grid, the council is going to obviously earn quite a bit of money from that. So it's going to be good for us. It's, you know, offset the cost of the contract.
Okay, that's Teddy you can hear in the background. Just clarify, because, you know, I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, they've got to close that place along Forest Road.
Mm-hmm.
Closing it and opening bays at the Lynn Bottom site to make it bigger.
Yeah, what I'm told is that when all the surveyors, the Amy surveyors, went into Forest Road, they said it wasn't fit for purpose. And also, because they needed to put in a better and bigger recycling centre, essentially there isn't room for a household waste recycling centre there. So that is obviously going to become very much their headquarters, and that's where all the waste on the island is going to be processed, because, you know, processing waste here on the island creates jobs. And then they are going to extend Lynn Bottom. There are going to be more bays. They're going to improve the way that traffic flows around the site to try and stop queuing on the road, because we know that's an issue. And it should be. They're investing a lot of money in that site, so it should be easier and safer to use.
Okay. It all sounds promising. It all sounds like... I'm guessing the toughest thing you've got is getting people involved and on board with the idea. And I know that some of the best ways are going through, and, you know, using youngsters, going into schools and so on. So you almost like teach them at an early age, so when you get round to X amount of years old, it's already in place, which is a clever move, which is something you're going to be doing, isn't it?
Well, that's right. The Footprint Trust works quite closely with the council on a few projects, and they're going to be doing the schools education programme, because this contract does work a lot with different charities on the islands. And it works with the Storeroom 2010 as well, to divert furniture and white goods from landfill. So that would be really useful. And, you know, we're looking for social benefit, improvements to, you know, communities and that sort of thing. But interestingly, the people who are the best at recycling tend to be older people. And I think perhaps, you know, it's that sort of war mentality. Certainly with my own parents, you don't throw anything away, you don't waste food. And before the time of the plastic bag, you know, you did recycle your milk bottles, you did recycle your pop bottles, you know, with the milkmen, and you had paper bags, and, you know, you didn't throw away things, you fixed them. And I think, you know, that there's a very much a logic there that's carried through. So yes, older people are generally better at recycling on the island. I mean, that's a generalisation, but if we look at groups of people, they are doing the best. And obviously, if we can, you know, affect children as well, then we know that as they're growing up and taking on responsibility for their own households, and this is a 25-year contract, so they will be doing that in this timescale, assuming they can afford to buy a house, you know, it will be good. It'll be good.
Do you know what? I don't want to get too technical now, because I want to ask you to come back and do like an hour-long session of how we can become more involved and what we've got to do. You just touched on something there, and you're attacking it from one end, and maybe other people need to attack the other end as well. By that, you said we used to fix things. Just say, for instance, you know, we go and buy a printer, and the printer runs out of ink. And nowadays, the unfortunate thing is, it's cheaper to replace the printer than to go and get a couple of ink cartridges.
Yes,
so maybe those are the sorts of things that we ought to be looking at as well. And I know that's out of your hands.
Mm.
But maybe we should have, you know, encouraging these companies to do so.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is a throwaway culture, and that's a big part of consumerism and capitalism, unfortunately, because, you know, by buying more stuff, you're creating jobs, or maintaining jobs. But, you know, at some point I think we all have to decide what kind of place we want to live in. And I do like the quote that says, every pound that you spend is a vote for the kind of world you want to live in. And I think, you know, we have to take personal responsibility and make good choices.
Okay. It's all rolling out on November the 1st. Don't expect any madness at the beginning. Don't expect any craziness. It's all, you know, because it's going to be brought in slowly, gradually. And we're likely to see the main changes early part of next year?
Probably the end of April or May.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when I'm expecting people will get the new black bins.
Normal services, resumes or just carries on November the 1st, though?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Sorry, Teddy. I think the one of the most immediate changes will be with the green bag. So for garden waste, is that you can still buy them the same way as possible. In fact, we're looking to increase the amount of places where you can buy them from. But you'll have to actually phone up in advance 3 days before collection to actually ask for them to come to your house, because we're having a dedicated green waste vehicle. So that will be an improvement and make it much easier to obviously compost that garden waste.
Okay. Is there anywhere where we can go to have a look and, you know, find out details of what's going to happen and how we can help now? I know you've brought in like a half chewed up piece of card there with some details on. Is that something that's going out to everyone? Has everyone had one or going to get one?
Every household should be getting a little sort of card flyer, if you like, which tells you about what you can put in your different bins and what the collections are going to be. So I think most households will have received those by now, and if not, it'll be in the next few days. And there obviously are websites you can go to. You can go to iwhite.com/waste. And there will be lots of press releases coming out in the near future. I think the council and Amy will be working together to make sure that people are really well educated on what to expect and how to do it before, you know, things really get going.
Okay. Do you know what I really like about you? Is that you're doing two jobs at once. You're being a counsellor and a mum at exactly the same time. How great is that? And
yeah, I'm always a mum. It's just I happen to have a child with me.
You know, the two jobs combined. I think it's brilliant. And more power to your elbow. Other people will be expecting the same sort of service, won't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, there aren't that many youngish women in the council. I mean, there's only two of us with primary school age children. Obviously most councillors are retired men. So if they were bringing in a baby, it'd be unusual.
Oh, they wouldn't be able to manage, would they?
I'm sure they could.
Anything else you want to add?
Not specifically about waste.
Okay, but the thing is, don't panic. Try and get involved as much as you can. There is something coming through the post, and if you don't get that, then obviously, you know, you can check out some details on the website. It's all there for everyone to see. But November the 1st will come and go, and it won't be too much of a problem. It's that's basically the message, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be very positive, and I'm quite excited. I think it's going to be a positive change for the island.
Okay, well, good luck with that, and thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. And hopefully we'll get you and the Amy guys in very soon to sort of talk us through a few other ways of how we can get involved.
Well, that's right.
And I think that's the key here. It's about involvement. You made a very good point there about making choices about what kind of world we want to live in. So, you know, maybe we'll get back and we'll talk about that in more depth. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
And thanks, Teddy.